At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium.
Dodgers win!
This is the golden age of Dodger Baseball.
Grand slam!
It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all.
Blue, bleed blue, and I'm out. What is up, Dodgers Nation? Welcome to the Dodgers Nation post-game show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Thanks for rocking with us. After the Dodgers get the dub in the D, the Dodgers snap their four-game losing streak. They come back to beat the Detroit Tigers. They win by a final score of 4-3. You had the RBI single by Teoscar Hernandez to tie it in the eighth. You had the go-ahead ground rule double by Shohei Ohtani in the ninth. The Dodgers bullpen, they go 5 1/3 innings of scoreless ball to pick up James Paxton, and the Dodgers get a much needed, a desperately needed win over the Detroit Tigers to end that ugly losing streak, that four-game losing streak. They're back in the win column in a big way. Dodgers now improved to 56-39 on the year. They're 7.5 games up on the Padres in the National League West. So you absolutely want to continue to build the lead, build that cushion in the National League West, and you want to finish with one of the top two seeds in the NL. I know I hear people out there, oh, hey, D-Mac, the way baseball is, it's a crapshoot. You can go and you can win the World Series as a wild card. Yeah, that doesn't mean you should. That doesn't mean it's a good idea. You want to still win as many games as you possibly can, and I definitely want to see the Dodgers even find a way to pass the Phillies and get home field advantage, because I think it'd be very important. I do not want to play in Philly. That's an electric ballpark, but now they're firmly in the two seed in the National League West. They're in a game and a half up on the Brewers. So they're definitely there, but the Brewers are very close. So yeah, I mean, you definitely want to find a way to continue to build that lead on the Brewers and get on a run after the All-Star break to try to chase the Phillies. But welcome into the Dodgers Nation post-game show. If you have not, do us a huge favor and subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, and comment go Ohtani down below so you're eligible for our next giveaway, which comes at $95,000. Might bump that one up just because we're doing more giveaways. And you know, like I told you earlier in the week, we are doing more giveaways before then, and we are doing a live giveaway during this episode. The only way you can win is by watching this show, and I'm picking someone out of the comments later in the show. We're doing a live giveaway, and what do you get? You get a t-shirt from GearUp.LA. You can pick any t-shirt, lots of fire t-shirts at GearUp.LA. Of course, I love the Think Blue, Bleed Blue. I love the scoreboard, the Dodgers Nation. There's tons to pick from over at GearUp.LA. So stay tuned. I'm going to pick a winner. Looking for that comment of the show. Comment of the show. You see one of those. Any fire takes, you see one of these.
Fire
team. Dive into some comments. We're going to break this whole one down. Man, it just feels good. Feels good to get that dub, man. I was wearing that loss, man. Anytime the Dodgers lose, it's not pretty. You know what I say about Major League Baseball? It's 162 games, and you're furious about something for half of the year. And it feels like they haven't won in a long time. This feels like you were crawling through a desert, and now you saw a refreshing white cherry Gatorade, and you just gush that thing down. And that win is what the Dodgers were able to gush down, and they did it in comeback fashion tonight. And let's get into your comments. We're going to break it all down. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Dodger Nation post-game show. Jason B. Hudson is a high-leverage spot and is wild. Roberts is responsible for approximately 20 losses per year. Jason B., I respect everyone's opinion here, but tonight to call out Dave Roberts of all nights, when one, Daniel Hudson on the season, sure, there's been some tightrope acts. There's been some situations where he's walked guys and has had to escape innings. But you look at Daniel Hudson on the season, a 1.63 ERA in 30 2/3 innings of work. A 1.63 ERA in 2/3 innings of work. And look, I guess we're going to work backwards on this show. We can start at the very end. Yes, the bottom of the ninth, after the Dodgers took the lead there in the top of the ninth, it was stressful. You had Daniel Hudson in the game, and he ends up striking out the first batter, four-seam fastball. Then he walks Keith. Then he walks Perez, so back-to-back walks, and then he strikes out Veerling, swinging with the slider down the zone, and then he gets green, which you can unclench your butt cheeks, because I know that one definitely almost gave you a little bit of a heart attack. I thought he got a hold of one there in that cavernous outfield that's in Detroit. He gets into flyout. So yeah, you want to avoid the walks, but what you do get from Mr. Daniel Hudson is the ability to miss bats and strike guys out. I mean, Vlade, he got him to strike out swinging with a four-seam fastball, and he got Veerling to strike out swinging. So anytime you got that swing and miss stuff, it definitely plays up. But then to your point about Dave Roberts, it was masterclass Dave Roberts in this one as far as how he managed that in the top of the ninth inning. Andy Páez, he grounded out to second for the first out, but then Chris Taylor, he pokes a two-strike single to right, and then James Outman hits for Miguel Vargas, and then you get A.J. Hinch with the pitching switch, and the matchup to Holton, he brings him out to face him, and then what does he do? You get the double pinch hit switch by Dave Roberts. He puts in Austin Barnes, and Austin Barnes, first pitch, he takes a single on the outer half, and he's able to get that base hit. He singled to center, pitch on the outside, and that really set the Dodgers up. You got runners on the corners, Gavin Lux at the plate, with the chance to put the Dodgers on top. Gavin Lux, he ends up popping to first, but that brings up Shohei Ohtani, a 1-0 count. Ohtani at the plate. Remember that narrative? Ohtani's not clutch. Ohtani can't hit with runners in scoring position. What do we say on this show? If you look at all the numbers, the expected numbers, the data, it does say that Shohei Ohtani should be performing better in those situations. And yeah, it's going to even out through the course of a season. And sure, if you look at his numbers overall with runners in scoring position, hitting .230, but runners on hitting .237. A lot of that came from those early season struggles, but now he's 21-for-88 with runners in scoring position. Shohei comes through with a big ground rule double to put the Dodgers on top 4-3 in the ninth.
Ohtani torches one right center field, hit deep, and it's going to one hop over the wall and give the Dodgers the lead.
So yeah, lots of ups and downs. This game was playing with your emotions, wasn't it? It was felt like Big Perm, the way this game was playing with your emotions, right? I mean, the fact that it did feel like certain times you were seeing balls that were hit out that stay in the yard. Well, Shohei, he's able to put this Dodgers team on top for good in the bullpen. Got to give them the credit. So first question two, big takeaways from tonight. Also, who is your Dodgers dog of the game? Remember, live giveaway, giving away a t-shirt tonight. So I want to see tons of comments here. I'm going to pick the comment of the show. We'll get the contenders down. We got Nail Biter from E. Castillo 100, Abel Huerta, Gotani, let's go Dodgers. Joe Rodriguez, Dave Roberts with a key perfect substitute. Don't fire Dave Roberts. I'm going to pass out here. I think I'm going to faint. Is this some bizarre world? I get a don't fire Dave Roberts from Joe Rodriguez for once. So, yeah, hey, you guys, you keep it real. You keep it 100. I appreciate that. We got Dave Devin. Let's trade for that snorkel feller. Okay, that's a comment of the show because it made me laugh. But, of course, you're talking about Tariq Skubal. And earlier today, I had the great Buster Olney. And Buster Olney, what Buster Olney told me was that it's fun to talk about and it would make a lot of sense for a lot of teams if Detroit said, okay, we need to find multiple position players to try to build from. The Orioles have a ton. Dodgers have some that make some sense. But at the end of the day, he said he could not see the Detroit Tigers, a team that wants to compete the next couple of seasons, to trade someone that is going to be a contender for the AL Cy Young. I talked to multiple insiders about Tariq Skubal, and all of them have told me that as of right now, the Tigers are not going to be trading him. Maybe that changes. But as of right now, it feels like a little bit of a pipe dream for Skubal. But look, all players in any organization, especially when you're in fourth or fifth place and you're towards the bottom of your league, you have to consider deals. And if the offer is so good by a team, then I think the Detroit Tigers should consider it. But as of right now, most insiders and the ones that I've spoken to have told me that they don't expect him to be traded at the deadline. So let's get Crochet. Ray V. Guzman, they put in Lux and he did terrible at bat. What's new? That's some Ray V. Guzman Jr. Yeah, we'll see what happens with Gavin Lux. I mean, time's ticking. I think we're getting close to the end where they have to make a very difficult decision and possibly option him down to AAA to try to find his swing. After tonight, Gavin Lux, he went 0-2. His batting average at .212, a 62 weighted runs created plus for the season, and a 20.5 strikeout rate. So, yeah, he really needs to impress the Dodgers coaches, the front office. He really needs to catch fire, in my opinion, the next couple weeks to initiate the conversation that you should keep him at second base when Mookie Betts returns from injury. Because right now, I think it's a pretty simple move. You put Miguel Rojas permanently at the shortstop spot, or you can mix him up occasionally with Mookie Betts if you're facing right-handed pitching and the matchup is favorable from that degree. But I think Mookie Betts is going to go to second base, and I think that's going to be his landing spot. And you're going to see Miguel Rojas at shortstop and at third. You just got to hope that Max Muncy returns. But here we go. Yo, D-Mac, what up? Carnivorous Lunar Activity. We got Sergio. Just got to get hot and healthy in the coming months. Jason B, no bye week, please. Mookie will bowl his way to lethargy and the rest of the team. No, Mookie's fine, man. He's staying active and he's putting in a lot of work before games. I've seen it with my own eyes. Roy Estrada, D-Mac, baseball is a funny game. A's beat the Phillies 6-2. That's a great point. I'm going to give that a fire take. You got to always put baseball into perspective. Baseball is going to baseball. That's what I like to say. And it can be frustrating at times. And this is not a good Detroit Tigers team. They're five games under .500. It's not like they're a good team at all. And they almost handed the Dodgers their fifth loss in a row behind a pitcher who was lights out to start this game. But Richard Flores, Lux is as useless as an umbrella stand. Package him at the deadline. We got, I don't know, Ohtani isn't clutch. That's what they were saying earlier in the season. Ray V. Guzman Jr., Lux choked big time. He hits a fly ball to first base. He needs to go, please. Look, Lux is out here trying to find his swing, get confidence in what was an injured knee and a hamstring with the team that has extreme expectations, World Series or bust expectations. So it can't be easy, but it's a performance-based business. You know, I bring my facts to the fight, and the facts right now are saying that really Gavin Lux has not done enough to justify keeping him there when everyone's healthy. But don't give up on Gavin Lux. Definitely don't. I mean, you look at Gavin Lux, he still has talent. He's proven that defensively he can get it done at second base. But I think the way he's going to have to find a way to make a mark in this league, if he's not going to perform as an above average bat, is he has to find a way to figure out the shortstop position. Because second base, with that kind of offense, that's not going to work. He needs to get that batting average, get that weighted runs created plus, hit for a little more power, hit the ball harder. And two, on top of that, I think one thing about Gavin Lux that has surprised me this season is just when he has gotten on base, the base running. And really, we saw a couple years ago when he was like that second leadoff hitter for the Dodgers, he was able to come through in big spots. Well, he was one of the fastest guys on the team back then. This year, he's a below average runner. He's in the 46th percentile in sprint speed. And you look at the batting metrics, the only two categories where he's above average is whiff rate and chase rate. Also, he's slightly above average in strikeout rate. But when it comes to expected batting average, average exit velocity, hard hit rate, barrel rate, you're all in the blue right there. So you want to see him reverse those numbers. But it's tough. Baseball, Major League Baseball is, in my opinion, one of, if not, you know, I'm not going to say one of, it's the hardest professional sport to consistently perform and make adjustments. It's extremely hard. All these guys are miracles to make it to this level statistically. It's just extremely difficult. So I'm rooting for Gavin Lux, but I owe you guys the truth on certain things. And I think I'm not going to sit here and act like you're just going to keep Gavin Lux out there just because it's Gavin Lux or anything like that, right? I think part of this show is honesty and trying to have some uncomfortable, difficult conversations, but I think that's where it is right now. Richard Floyd says, raise your hand if you had Barnes on your bingo card as a hot hitter. Let's show Austin Barnes some love tonight. Let's show Austin Barnes, two guys that they take a lot of arrows and spears their way, and you drag them through the coals and the fire, and in Austin Barnes and Dave Roberts. Well, both those guys combined to, I think, make the move of the night that really decided things. And we just talked about a couple minutes ago, the pinch hit for Outman in that situation after he had pinch hit for Vargas to set up the pitching change. And then you get Austin Barnes in a favorable matchup and he comes through and he gets a big base hit. So let's show them some love. Let's read some comments here. We're going to look at the earlier innings. Trade for Scoobal tonight. That's from Nando390.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nando, we got Robert's masterclass question mark. As a little bold by me, I'll agree. Joel Rodriguez, who says Austin Barnes can't contribute? Mr. Clutch. Dodgers Z Showtime fans, Ohtani clutch is better than no clutch. Gene Mike Trout. Hey, I mean, I'm not here for the Gavin Lux, the Mike Trout slander. I mean, he's a big fish in not even a small pond. They're like a broken fishbowl there, and he's just on the floor just needing to get thrown into the water. I mean, it's just tough. Dopey 1.3. D-Mac, bro, I love you, man. You have brought me and my son closer together watching your live after Dodger baseball. I appreciate everything and your team does for us. Cheers. Appreciate that, Dopey. I'll make that a just a feel-good, warm and fuzzy comment there, so I'm going to make that a contender. Mr. Muff, D-Mac, my mom, what's your number? What's 310-555-5555? We got, or 1-800-D-Mac. You can call that one, too. Kenny Chung, Barnes, look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. It's from Kenny Chung. That's a contender for comment of the show from my man, Mr. Kenny Chung. Fire team. Hey, yo, D-Mac, what up, Jackie Treehorn? We got Coach Doc Roberts managed this game beautifully. Yeah, look, that's what this show's about, giving credit where credit's due. And you got to give Dave Roberts some credit. And you also have to give tons of credit to the Dodgers bullpen tonight, who go 5 1/3 scoreless. So let's rewind. Let's look at the top half of this game and where it all began, because it looked like early that the Dodgers were going to be in trouble. It looked like they were staring five straight losses down the barrel before finding a way to come back and get back into this one. So you got to give this team credit. I mean, you saw big two-strike hits. You saw gutsy pitches being executed by Dodgers relievers. And that's really what was my big takeaway for this one, is the Dodgers need to win. They're not at full strength, and they found a way to get one. So got to give them some credit. But let's dive into this one early on. And you look at the game, bottom of the first inning, and James Paxton, one out single to Malloy, and then he walks Vierling. And then that's really the issue with James Paxton, is he has walked too many hitters in bad spots. Heading into this game, he had an 11.6 walk rate, and he had two walks right there in the first inning and threw 29 pitches. So everything that you wanted to see reversed, he continued that trend. More walks, high pitch count, which is going to tax the bullpen, and he ends up walking Canna. So, I mean, look at it. You give the double to Green. That scored Vierling and Malloy. That made it 2-0 early Tigers. And on that pitch right there was a sinker, 91 miles per hour. Didn't catch enough. It caught too much of the plate. Didn't miss a bat. And it was 91 miles per hour. So the fastball isn't missing bats right now for James Paxton. And the execution of the pitches is not where it needs to be if you're going to have that level of velocity. And then after he gives up the double that scored two for the Tigers, he walks Canna on five pitches. And thankfully, with runners on first and second, he got Rogers to fly to right. And then he gets Baez swinging. He gets Baez swinging. And Baez is such a free swinger, man. I mean, the guy's plate discipline is pretty bad, to say the least. But two runs on two hits there for the Tigers there in the bottom of the first inning. And then Tarik Skubal, he was nasty. He was dealing. I mean, you saw filthy changeup strikes out Teoscar Hernandez on the outside corner. He gets Rojas swing on three pitches. Nasty changeup bottom of the zone. He punched out Páez with a perfectly placed 98-mile-per-hour four-seam fastball on the inside corner. And what you see with Tarik Skubal, he can pump gas at you, 97-2, triple-digit heat, but it is edgy. It's on the corners. It's laser-like precision, and he hits his spots, and he's got that nasty changeup, can also work that slider in. So he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and you saw that on display a lot tonight. Throughout the first couple of innings, it looked like this is someone who could pitch a no-hitter, a perfect game with the way the Dodgers were swinging the bats and the way he had him fooled. And then bottom of the second inning, Vlade, he draws a six-pitch walk. Paxton, he's missing with the four-seam fastball up in the zone. He was pulling the changeup. And then a couple batters later, 1-1 count to Malloy. He crushes a triple to right. That scored another run to make it 3-0 Tigers early on. It was a changeup that just kind of stayed up on him. And he put a good swing on it, and he puts it into that outfield, which just feels like it's yards and yards. It feels like it's so cavernous that hits like that happen, these triples, and then there you go. One run on one hit, and they're down 3-0. And the Dodgers having no success against Skubal after that, you had some opportunities in the third inning. Taylor, he struck out, four-seam fastball, 97, right down Broadway, Scooble challenging hitters. Couple batters later, though, Kike on an 0-2 pitch. He was safe at first after a fielding error by Javi Baez, just a mistake from someone who's been one of the better defensive shortstops over the last decade. And then Ohtani with a runner at first, he flied to center. And then you jump to bottom of the third. Canna, he gets a one-out double, a ground rule double. That gives the Tigers a runner on second with one out. And then Paxton, to his credit, he gets Rogers to fly to center, then Baez grounded to third. Then top of the fourth inning, the Dodgers get to Tarik Skubal. After Will Smith strikeout, Freddie Freeman, 1-2 in the count. Freddie Freeman, he's not going to back down against any pitcher in Major League Baseball. 1-2 in the count. Freddie Freeman comes through. He hits a solo shot to make it 3-1.
We're breaking that promise.
Sooner or later.
Ball in the air, right field. Hit pretty well by Freeman. Looking up. It's gone! Well, Freddie Free with a one-out solo home run. A first Dodger hit. First Dodger run.
So great piece of hitting right there. Freddie Freeman, just one of the best hitters of the generation. And he's someone that has been the Dodgers' clutch hitter of the season, really. I mean, I think Freddie Freeman, you saw the big moment against the Diamondbacks, against the Brewers a couple weeks ago. Freddie Freeman is someone where if you need a base hit, call Freddie Freeman. If you need someone in a tough spot against a great pitcher with two strikes, he's someone you can count on that's going to give you a quality at bat, that's up there making adjustments on the fly, letting the ball get deep, not afraid of anyone. And Freddie Freeman on the season hitting over 300 with runners in scoring position. On the season, Freddie Freeman with runners in scoring position has been absolute clutchness for this team. Now, after today, Freddie Freeman with runners in scoring position on the year, hitting 312. 312 with an OPS close to 900. So Freddie Freeman, he just makes it look easy. So you love to see that. You love to see him come through and get a run off of Skubal and make him look human. And then look like Skubal was a little rattled there because Teo, he drew an 8-pitch walk. Rojas, he grounded to the pitcher, which allowed Teoscar to get to second. So you get a productive out right there. By the way, the Dodgers, they were one of the best teams last year when it came to getting productive outs. They were in the top 10 in baseball. This year, they're 21st in league when it comes to productive outs. So productive outs are something this team has been lacking. You got some of those tonight. And how about Andy Páez with a runner on second? Andy Páez, he singles to right on a four-seam fastball on the inside corner. Just a really nice inside-out swing. Gets the job done. And that's why Páez is my guy. Yes, he's frustrating to watch. Makes some mistakes in center. But if you look in its totality, he actually has been an above-average defender in center field. But that's a talented hitter right there. And you saw that on display in that at-bat. Inside-out against one of the best hitters, against one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball, Tarik Skubal. He comes through in a big spot. And he cuts the Tigers' lead to one. Dodgers have life. They get two runs on two hits there in the fourth inning. So we're going to pick it up in a second here, but let me dive back into your comments. We got Ray Guzman Jr. Great job, Freddie. He had a good game. Absolutely. Richard Flores says, I have two words for you. I'll wait for those words. BC Rodriguez chose to stay in Detroit last year. Yeah, that's got to be the first person ever. It's fire take. I'm going to give you a fire take for that one. I'm going to give you actually a bruh. Give you the bruh. But yeah, that's a bruh for Rodriguez. He's got to be the first guy ever to pick Detroit over LA. I mean, I'm surprised Axel Foley and Eddie Murphy went back to Detroit after coming to LA, after coming to Beverly Hills, okay? Because that was something, we know it was family related. It was really contract related. Let's be honest about that. But we get to Philip Gomez, Baez, shortstop, get Skubal, DFA, Hernandez, or include in a trade. That's from Philip Gomez. Fire Dave Roberts even after he gets fired. Okay, come on now. Come on. Leave Dave alone, my man. For sure. Lefty to face a righty is why they put in Lux. That's from Kelly Oshiro. John Shaw, I wish we could get Skubal. Yeah, you can't buy a house that's not for sale. And from every insider I've talked to, we had Buster Olney. You can go back and watch Buster Olney's interview today. He spent 30 minutes, and we dove into a lot of topics involving the Dodgers and the trade deadline. Skubal is the one guy. I mean, Jeff Passan said any talk about Skubal is silly. So we can talk all day about it. I want GTA 6 to come out, right? I mean, but it's not happening right now. We got the D-Mac, my guy. What up, Mrs. Penny? I don't know. So worried about Lux hitting into a double play. Richard Flores, two words for Lux, pizza delivery. Okay, let's ease up, okay, guys? Come on now. They're all Dodgers. Be nice. Be nice. But Brian Crow, send Lux down to play shortstop at AAA. Brian Crow, look, I mean, if I'm Lux and I'm looking at kind of where I'm at realistically, it's tough to say this because you want big league money and you want to be a part of a World Series team, but it's almost spinning a positive if it does happen. This could end up being the best thing that happens to him for his career if he goes down and he's able to get back to playing shortstop. He gets over the throwing issues, and they revisit in the offseason if you're the Dodgers, and then you can really set yourself up for being a more valuable asset playing a premium position. So if I'm Gavin Lux, I'm doing everything in my power because range-wise, he can do it. I mean, from a throwing arm standpoint, if you look at his baseball savant numbers a couple years ago, his arm strength was the same as Dansby Swanson. It was extremely close. It's about mechanics, and I think it's to the two M's, mechanics and mental. And I think that he can get past those things. And going down, if it happens, and it, all signs point to that, that I think would absolutely favor him in the long run and help his confidence. And it would be a great story, too, to say, you know what, it didn't work out this year, but I'm still young enough. Sometimes it's the year after the comeback year when you're coming back off a catastrophic knee injury. So I think for Gavin Lux, you just have to embrace any challenge that's going to be coming your way and realize that deep down, you have to absolutely, absolutely go and make your opportunity, right? I mean, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, as Rabbit said. I mean, come on now. Eric Karros was like that. This is from Mr. Marty Mart. Eric Karros was like that. When they're up by five, he hit a home run. When they're down by five, he hit a home run. When they're tied or behind slightly, a strikeout or a hit in double play. I remember EK coming through in some big spots way back there. I was really young at the time, but still. Carnivus Lurin Activity CT3 is finding his game. Play him. Yeah, let's get back into this one. And you pick up there in the fourth inning. So one of the key sequences in this one, James Paxton back out there in the fourth. He gives up a one-out single to Vlade. And then Ibanez flied to right. Then he walks Malloy. So the walks just continued to be an issue for James Paxton. That gave the Tigers runners on first and second. And it's a two-out situation. Do you trust James Paxton? Well, another button that Doc pushed tonight that was the right button to push was he goes out there and he gives the ball to Johan Ramirez. And Ramirez, he comes in, he strikes out Vierling on three pitches, gets him with a nasty sweeper, looked like a fastball the whole time, and then just breaks out of the zone, and that gets the Dodgers out of that one. So, look, with the way this bullpen's been taxed, with the way this rotation has been taxed, and where the Dodgers are at, I think there's a world where they say, okay, let's keep him in there. Doc went out there, he pulled the right lever, and give Johan Ramirez, you don't mess with the Johan, a lot of credit for going out there and getting the job done. Then Skubal, 1-2-3 inning from the fifth, and then Ramirez 1-2-3 inning for him in the fifth inning as well. He got Green swinging with a nice curveball, got him to chase, gave up that single to Canna. But how about that throw by Miguel Vargas? I'm gonna give Miguel Vargas some love for that throw where he was able to gun him down, trying to stretch it into a double. So really heads up play there by Miggy Vargas. And then Ramirez, he gets Rogers swinging on a sweeper. So nice work there. Skubal goes out. Another 1-2-3 against the Dodgers lineup there. Smith, Freeman, and Teoscar. Smith struck out looking on a four-seam fastball just right down in the zone. And then he gets the two groundouts. And then bottom of the sixth inning, Dave elects to go with his closer, Evan Phillips, there in the sixth. And Vlade got a two-out single to right. and then Keith hit for Ibanez, and then Phillips ended up getting Keith to foul to left, so nice job there. Then you look at the seventh inning. Rojas got a leadoff single. The Dodgers weren't able to take advantage of that. You had Rojas at third base with Vargas at the plate, an opportunity to put the Dodgers in a tie game, and he ends up striking out, swinging on a four-seam fastball. And then bottom of the seventh, more high-leverage guys for the Dodgers. Blake Treinen in there. He gives up a single to Perez. But then Perez, he gets caught stealing to second, so really nice job there by Will Smith to gun him down. And then also, and then there was a great challenge there, too. I mean, they were able to take advantage of that challenge. So a lot of calls went the Dodgers' way today as far as going with the challenge, getting him to realize that he had popped off the bag there for a second. So really nice job there by Dave Roberts and the Dodgers coaching staff to take advantage of that. And then a couple batters later, after Green was hit by a Blake Treinen slider, they end up picking him off. So really nice job by Mr. Blake Treinen, this Dodgers team, to get out of that inning that was, that looked like it was going to be chaotic for a second there. And then top of the eighth inning, Gavin Lux, he lined to center. Otani, he struck out swinging on a changeup. Not a great at-bat there for Shohei. Just too much swing and miss for Shohei at the moment. We saw when he first was right there at the leadoff spot, taking advantage of a new opportunity to see different types of pitches, be in different situations. He was laying off pitches out of the zone. He was being a little more selective, but you just can't change a slugger, man. Otani's a slugger. He's up there to do damage. You're going to get the swing and miss at times, and you saw during that at-bat, he swings and misses at a changeup. But then how about Will Smith? 3-1 count. Will Smith, he singles to left to keep the inning alive with two outs. And then Freddie Freeman, two strikes. He singles. That sets the Dodgers up with runners on the corners. And then Foley's in to pitch to Teoscar Hernandez. And a 1-2 count for Teo. And Teoscar Hernandez, he's been one of the most clutch Dodgers. He's All-Star Hernandez for a reason. And he comes through and he ties things up.
The National League. He bounces one through the right side. Teo time and a tie game.
Working him. So that tied things up at three, and he jumped to the bottom of the eighth. Another inning that looked like it was going to get dicey for the Dodgers. Peterson in to pitch for LA. Taylor was at third. They moved Lux to second, and he walks Canna on an 11-pitch at-bat, and then Canna gets a second on a balk, and then he bounces back. He strikes out Rogers, nasty 87-mile-per-hour cutter on the bottom outside corner. He gets Baez to fly to right and gets Urshela to ground to second. So really, that was key right there after that walk to start things off. You were saying, okay, they're going to take the lead, and it's going to be a short ninth inning. But no, he digs down deep and is able to get through. And we've already talked about the ninth inning and the Taylor gets a one-out single to right, and the switch there with Dave Roberts and Outman hitting for Vargas and Barnes hitting for Outman and Barnes singling to center and Taylor going to third and Otani in that ground rule double. So Dodgers get the dub, and now let's focus on the questions from you guys, the comments from you guys. A 4-3 win for the Dodgers. They improved to 56-39 on the season. Daniel Hudson gets his fourth save of the year. Peterson gets the win. Johan Ramirez, Evan Phillips, Blake Treinen, Michael Peterson, Daniel Hudson combined for 5 1/3 scoreless innings to pick up James Paxton in this one, and the Dodgers get the win. But here, let's go back in the comments section. Everyone's talking about Tarik Skubal. I see the Tarik Skubal stuff. It's great. We'll love it. Let's get Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet is the guy. Paxton is tradable. The Gator Show, I have that in my notes. I would not be shocked to see the Dodgers trade a pitcher that has been a contributor this season, like a James Paxton, if they see an upgrade possibility. Because James Paxton isn't someone that is going to have a big role in the postseason, if any. And James Paxton now is one start away. He's made 17 starts on the year. James Paxton has made 17 starts on the season. Well, guess what? If he gets to 18 starts, he hits his last escalator. He'll earn a $1 million bonus if he makes that 18th start. And you look at his numbers on the season through 17 starts, 84 and a third innings, a 4.38 ERA, a 4.96 FIP, and a 5.35 expected FIP. The walk rate at 4.70, the strikeouts per nine at 6.08. So that's not a pitcher that the Dodgers are going to rely upon come October. So I would not be surprised to see the Dodgers go out there, trade for Garrett Crochet. You trade for Garrett Crochet. You bring in your top dog that, to me, as good as Scooble is, as great as Scooble is, I think that Garrett Crochet has the potential to be more lights out and more dominant in the postseason because the strikeout rate is higher. Let's be honest. Crochet's had a better year than Tarik Skubal. And Skubal has had a fantastic year. Crochet has had a better year. And he strikes out more hitters. And I like what Buster Olney said today on the show. This is all while pitching in the dumpster fire that is the Chicago White Sox organization. Imagine what Crochet could do in a competent organization with pitching coaches and analytics departments and people that know what they're doing at their positions to help even optimize him more. I think that Crochet hasn't even peaked. And the innings thing, sure, that's understandable, but this is a Dodgers organization that's not afraid to go out there and make a big move. So to get back to your point, though, with Crochet, you trade for him. He gets the ball in game two, him or Yoshinobu Yamamoto, depending on his health in the matchup. And then you could trade a James Paxton. You could trade another Dodgers starter. I don't know if it'd be a Landon Ack. I mean, I'd prefer to keep Landon Ack, but if you traded James Paxton, could you get a Yusei Kikuchi, right? A pitcher like that. I love the idea of bringing in Crochet, Kikuchi, both those guys, and you really solidify this rotation heading into October. Kenny Chung, wonder if Paxton is going on the IL since he took that right in the meat of his left quad. Yeah, that was a scary moment there. I mean, and that really was what happened there in the fourth inning is you had that combined with the walks, and it was a good time to take him out. So another reason why you didn't want to risk that in that situation is a fantastic point. John Shaw, Scooble is your AL Cy Young Award winner as long as he stays healthy. We'll see. It's going to be close. I mean, if you look at...
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Garrett Crochet at the moment versus Tarik Skubal, Garrett Crochet has a 3.8 F-War. Skubal has 3.4. The ERA, Skubal at 2.37. Crochet is at 3.08. But as far as the postseason goes, I'm looking at 12.47 strikeouts per nine to Tarik Skubal's 10.8. And the point is, you might as well, Scooble might as well be Paul Skeens right now if you're the Dodgers. If he's not available, he's not available. And the insiders I've talked to, the insiders around baseball, they feel like there is a less than 10% chance that he will be traded. So, hey, it's more than zero, and we know Skeens is definitely a zero for sure. But still, I mean, it's just a little over that. But who knows? Could be leverage. And what I've been told, too, is you kind of wait till the All-Star break. Then following the All-Star break, that's when the phones start to light up. That's when the deals really take the next step as far as consummating deals and really exchanging the best in finals and things like that. So, yeah, I would love Scooble, and that can change. If it does change, I'd be thrilled. But based on what we're seeing, what we're hearing, doesn't feel like it's going to happen. But I'm still looking for that comment of the show, guys, giving away a T-shirt live on Dodgers Dugout Live, the number one Dodgers postgame show on YouTube. Freeman is the dog of the game. Paxton is toast. Bring up River Ryan. I want to see River Ryan in a big way. He's athletic, electric fastball, the shape of the slider. I mean, the way he can use all of his pitches and dominate hitters potentially. I've heard he's the most athletic player in the organization. And when you're an athlete, you can put your body in spots to continue to fill up the strike zone and be consistent. When you're in good shape, when you're a good athlete, it makes it easier to do just that. So I'm very intrigued by the idea of River Ryan. Brandon, D-Mac, I don't care if they dominate the regular season, just as long as they have it together in the postseason. Freeman was one of the big signings. That's from Jonah Bass. A $10 super chat from Massimo Buffon. Doug, hello Dodgers. Need to make some serious moves at the trade deadline. They need another serious bat. I say Randy Arozarena, and they need more starting pitching. I want Crochet or Scooble. What do you think? Well, I was asked earlier this week, and I've been a big proponent of trading for Randy Arozarena. What's the dream? The dream to me, and this is lofty for sure, is Crochet, Kikuchi, Arozarena, and Tanner Scott. Yes, we're talking about the dream. Is that realistic? If you get two of those four, if you get one of those four, as far as starting pitcher, you're in the right direction, but you need a veteran outfielder that you can trust in the postseason. Not many of those guys are available, considering that there's not a lot of sellers. It just is a matter, too. Are the Rays truly sellers? They beat the Yankees yesterday. I haven't seen what they've done today. Let's check. I've been following them extremely closely, rooting for their downfall. So they did not play today. Not their downfall as an organization, obviously. Okay, I mean, just wanted to lose some games so I can get my Randy Arozarena in Dodger blue. But they're the Rays as it stands. They're one game under 500 at 46-47. So you're going to need a little bit of a slide. You still might get a slide from them. I mean, so now they're tied at 40. They're 47-47 at 500. They're 10 games back in the division. If you look at the wild card standings in the American League, they're 4.5 games back. So, yeah, I mean, they're a good week and a bad week from other team from being right back in the mix. So I think we're going to need to see the Tampa Bay Rays go on a little bit of a slide before we can just assume that they're going to be sellers. But they are an organization that's built on trading pieces for younger pieces that they can develop and that they're under team control and they're affordable. And that's how you're able to have a franchise that doesn't make a ton of money compared to the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Cubs. That's how they're able to stay competitive. But a couple more guys, and then we're going to announce the winner of our T-shirt. And by the way, you can hit me up in the DMs over on the X. I love Páez. He's a rookie. We need Jack Flaherty. Yeah, Jack Flaherty too. Crochet, Flaherty, bat. I'd rank it that. Starting pitcher, outfield bat, and then a bullpen piece. I think that's where you rank it. I think they're going to have fun. They're going to be okay for the bullpen piece. It's more of a luxury at this point. Vince Scully called Freddie Boy from Orange County. That's from Eric. I like that. Phillip getting key outs. That's from Craig Osterberg, BC. I want to read the winds of winter. There you go. There you go, man. I think you should do that. I mean, you got to love a George R.R. Martin there in the Game of Thrones. Bring back Wetzel's Pretzels from Keith Potter. Ray Soto, Senlux, all the way. We got, I don't know, is anyone throwing a parade? No. No one's throwing a parade. A 199 super chat from Hulk. Smash your mom. Dodgers need some, you say, Coochie. Absolutely. I would love to see him in Dodger blue, but at the same token, We're probably going to get those jokes for a long, long time. We got to Gavin's confidence isn't there. Yeah, I think it's he's definitely been mentally tough through this. It's just, it's a tough spot for him. Mr. Classic, don't care what Paston says. Andrew, just do your best for Scooble. Sometimes minds can change. That's from Classic. I don't know. Thanks for the updates. Yeah, for sure. Another super chat, $5 from Massimo. Dougie Fresh, what question? Give us some trade proposals for Crochet and Scooble. I say trade Barnes and Yarbrough for Crochet. Bring up Fiducia. Thoughts? Yeah, that's not going to get the deal done. I hate to tell you that. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But for Crochet, you're going to have to give some top guys. I mean, expect to see a Josue de Paula in a deal for Crochet, because he's under multiple years of team control and the rest of the season, so 2.5 years. Could see a Crochet, a Frasso. I mean, there's a lot of guys that you would have to really potentially move. I mean, some of the lesser guys, Quintero, Vargas. I mean, they're going to want a top five prospect and possibly the top two guys, one of those two. Hopefully they keep rushing, and then we'll see if they trade high, sell high on DePaula in that situation. So, yeah, everyone's Scooble, right? You want your Scooble snacks. We got Cody Laxon. We need a Scooble. I know for sure Detroit won't trade him. Jonah Bass, a win's a win, but this isn't a good one. We beat a bad team by one run. It was a greedy performance, though. Two strike hitting, and they were down to their... It felt like they were down to their last out, but really, they come through in big spots right there. Freddie comes through with two strikes. I like this win. It felt like a good win, and a much-needed win when you're not even close to being at full strength and you're on a four-game losing streak. And hey, Fast and the Furious, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. A win's a win. So I like this win. Mr. Classic, I love all wins. All these dubs are great. What up, D-Mac? Go Dodgers, go Rams. What up, Ruben over on Facebook? Buster only kept D-Mac speechless. Fire take, Mike Negrete. I don't remember that, but I'll go back and watch that. But love that dude. He's a great guy. Great baseball mind. Hey, D-Mac, you ever going to travel with the team? Maybe at some point. I mean, I've traveled to road games, but will I be on the plane with them? I don't know. You never know. I got to have some bold opinions about these guys sometimes. But Nano390, Dodgers need a guy like the Orioles manager who charged the Yankees dugout. Please, D-Mac, Scooble's stuff is more dominant than Crochet's, John Shaw. That's debatable. That's extremely, extremely debatable. The truth of the matter is when it comes to strikeout rate, Crochet is higher. There's no doubt about that. And when it comes to whiff rate, I mean, like I said, these are champagne problems. You're debating Bentleys and Rolls Royces. But, I mean, you look at Crochet, I mean, a 32.6% whiff rate, that's in the 92nd percentile. 32.6% chase rate, that's the 86th percentile. Strikeout rate, he's in the 97th percentile. I mean, you look at Scooble, who's a different pitcher, too. I mean, there's some things that Scooble does that are better than Crochet. And you look at the whiff rate, they're close, but still, in the whiff rate, they're close. K rate, they're close. Chase rate, they're close. But still, Crochet has the advantage. And when it comes to missing barrels, Crochet's been better than Scooble. And I think if there's kind of the one area there where you're looking at, I mean, five, I mean, they're both just outstanding pitchers, really. They truly are. It's just, you look at the dominating stuff of Crochet. I mean, he averages 97 on his four-seam fastball, and we see how much that can play up. But Scooble, I mean, he's fantastic in his own right, too. I mean, Scooble's a dog. I mean, his four-seam fastball, he's averaging 96.8, so it's really, really close. But, yeah, we'll do a deeper dive on both of them if you guys want. I'll drop a video on that. But, hey, I love to have both of them. But, we got Michael Page, please give shirt me. That's a good comment. T-shirt. Oh, man, I'm a Tigers guy. You guys were tough tonight. Wish we were able to steal that first one with Scooble on the mound. What up, Broder? And thanks for rocking with us here. Get that subscribe button, a nice little tap right there. Subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel in the game. So trade rumor, electric boogaloo for the Freddy. Rays won today. That's from Kenny Chung. Rays beat the Guardians 2-0. Yeah, Rays, they keep stringing together wins, man. D-Mac, do Ohtani's on-base double celebration from yesterday? Hey, I don't have any batting gloves that I need to clear the dirt off of. So, yeah, that might get bleeped out. It might be an FCC violation if you did just that. But when I saw that, by the way, I knew that I was going to go viral. I knew I just didn't want to touch it. John Bleed in Blue, $10. D-Mac, I know you love Gavin Lux, but why was he allowed to swing the bat with a 99.9% chance of hitting into a double play in the ninth inning with Ohtani in the on-deck circle with the game tied? That was a scary situation for sure. I think the hope is really that he's able to get a big clutch base hit and build on something, and hopefully he's in a better spot for you. And they're trying to give him every opportunity that they possibly can to have success. And yeah, he's there after the Barnes single. He four-seam fastball in the inner half, and he just pops it out. Not a lot of exit velocity there. So yeah, it was definitely a moment that it looked like, if it does happen, you're going to blame Dave Roberts for that, for sure. We got throw my dog on the trade. Yeah, by the way, Dodger dog of the night.
Dodger dog of the game.
It's going to the Dodgers bullpen, man. 5 1/3 scoreless, the biggest reason why they won this game, no doubt about it. Keith Potter, D-Mac, since the Dodgers have Yamamoto, Ohtani, and hopefully Roki Sasaki pitching next year, they need to switch to a six-man rotation. The Japanese pitchers are not used to pitching this many innings. They are most likely to do that anyway just because of Ohtani. So I wouldn't be surprised. 199. Thank you, Kelly Oshiro. Your super chat, 199. Appreciate it. By the way, Kelly, we're doing a Dodgers Nation Commenters Hall of Fame. We're going to have an enshrinement after the All-Star break. Definitely, I could see you as a candidate. That's all I'm saying. All I am saying here, guys. But here we go. Victor Baños in the chat. We got Michael Page. Good times. You're holding the fans through highs and lows. And that's what baseball season is all about, for sure. We got Kenny Chung. D-Mac is going to be the gremlin hanging on the wing of the team plane, like that Twilight Zone episode with Shatter. There you go. You in the t-shirt, Kenny Chung, because I could see myself doing that on the Dodgers plane for sure. So I'll give you a you win. And you can pick any Dodgers t-shirt. You can DM the Dodgers Nation Instagram account, or you could DM me on Twitter or the X as well. We're doing tons and tons of giveaways this season, so if you guys haven't won something, make sure that all you guys are able to get some. A $2 super chat, and may the baseball gods be ever in your favor. I love that. That's awesome. But that's going to do it for this episode of Dodgers Nation post game. The Dodgers Nation post game show. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, and you can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. I'm talking ball 24/7, 365. So definitely go over there and give me that follow so we can connect on all things Dodger baseball. Stay tuned. Lots of big stuff coming up next week. Lots of chaos with the trade deadline, hopefully after the All-Star break. So stay tuned, stay locked to all things Dodger baseball here. Remember, nothing brings together quite like Dodger baseball. Until next time, think blue. We got a couple thanks rocks. We got N Rocks, BC, Joe Rodriguez. We got D-Mac. Let's go to Chavez Ravine and get a tan together. It's the last bruh of the night. But thanks again, guys. As always, appreciate it, and see you guys on Saturday. We'll do a post-game show tomorrow because, Dodger baseball does not sleep. Thanks again, guys. Remember, nothing brings together quite like Dodger baseball. Until next time, think blue.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.